Welcome to Working in the Quarry, a Masonic Education podcast brought to you by the Grand Lodge of Nebraska's Education Committee. Here you'll find audio versions of educational materials regularly distributed to Masons throughout the Nebraska jurisdiction, in addition to original content. Our disclaimer: any views expressed in this podcast are those of the content creators and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Grand Lodge of Nebraska, its officers or lodges, or of Freemasons in this or any other jurisdiction. Please also note that the rituals, lectures, and customs of Freemasonry differ from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Masons outside of Nebraska are encouraged to contact their education officers if they have any questions about the material presented here. Thank you. And now on with this week's episode. The Baron de Montesquieu. The Baron de Montesquieu was a French political philosopher who was initiated into Freemasonry in London in 1730 in the Horn Tavern Lodge, which was one of the four lodges that united to form the Grand Lodge of England in 1717. He was also one of the promoters of the craft in France. In 1748, Montesquieu published The Spirit of Laws, in which he identified three distinct branches of government: the executive, legislative, and judicial, why they should be separated, and their role in checking and balancing one another. For example, quote, "When the legislative and executive powers are united in the same person, or in the same body of magistrates, there can be no liberty. Again, there is no liberty if the judiciary power be not separated from the legislative and executive. Were it joined with the legislative, the life and liberty of the subject would be exposed to arbitrary control, for the judge would then be the legislator. Were it joined to the executive power, the judge might behave with violence and oppression. There would be an end to everything, were the same man or the same body, whether of the nobles or of the people, to exercise those three powers, that of enacting laws, that of executing the public resolutions, and that of trying the causes of individuals." Montesquieu's proposed tripartite government was held in high esteem by many of our founding fathers. In Federalist Paper No. 47, James Madison stressed the importance of the separation of executive, legislative, and judicial powers by frequently citing Montesquieu, whom he referred to as, quote, "the oracle who is always consulted and cited on this subject." In fact, according to historian and author Donald Lutz, American Revolutionary writers cited Montesquieu more than any other political thinker, modern or ancient. Today, however, few Americans realize that the delicate balance of power shared by the President, the Congress, and the Supreme Court is largely attributable to an influential book written by a French Freemason in 1748. Discussion questions: what Masonic principles are embodied by the U.S. Constitution? What were the other Masonic influences on early revolutionary thought? We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Working in the Quarry, an educational podcast brought to you from the Education Committee from the Grand Lodge of Nebraska. We'd like to thank our podcast content creators and readers. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please send them to educationchairman@nebraskagrandlodge.com. Thank you for listening.